Happy New Year and welcome to Monsters Among Us Jr. I'm your guide, Derek Hayes. Howdy, kiddos. Thanks for swinging by here this evening. My co-host Delaney Bowers and myself have an awesome episode assembled for you tonight. All kinds of spooky activity to report. Anything from pointy-headed entities to a creature under the bed. But it's with a UFO that we begin here this evening. Please welcome Harper from Texas.
Hi, Derek. This is Harper from Texas. I'm 12, and I'm actually calling because this is something that's happening right now. It is currently 9:32, and I'm looking up at the sky, and there's, like, these blinking lights, and they're kind of, not even gonna lie, in the shape of, like, a chicken leg. But, like, that's just how it looks. It's like a circle of blinking lights and then a leg down. And, like, it hasn't moved in the past, like, 30 minutes because I've been out here since 9 o'clock. So, thank you for, like, letting me share my story. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Harper, for calling in. And did I hear that right? A UFO in the shape of a chicken leg. That's something I've never heard before. And it makes me wonder, are we talking about a cooked chicken leg, like a drumstick? Or does Harper mean that the leg is still on the chicken? I'm asking for a friend. Now, we love that you called in, Harper, to report your sighting. But next time, get a photo of whatever it is you're looking at. That'll give us a better shot at identifying it. And if you do take a photo or a video and you want to send it in to us, just shoot us an email at monstersamonguspodcastjr@gmail.com. Well, thank you again, Harper, for taking the time to make your report. Now, gang, if you're like Harper and you have a true experience you would like to share here on the show, give our hotline a ring at 833-MAU-KIDS. Or, like I said, send us an email to monstersamonguspodcastjr@gmail.com. And remember to get your parent or guardian's permission first. Speak slowly and clearly. I know it's easy to get excited, but we want to make sure that everyone hears you okay. And if you could, keep those calls under 2 minutes. That helps us play more stories per episode. So give us a call, 833-MAU-KIDS. It's that simple. And we're here, waiting for your call. And if you're lucky, we'll play it on the air, just like this call from Ingrid, from Parts Unknown.
Hi, my name is Ingrid, and I have a story that relates to another story that I shared with you guys. And it reminds me of the story where I was getting up and I looked across my bed and there was a shadow creature man, and the same thing happened but in different areas. I was coming home from school and I looked towards the wall, and in the corner of my eye I saw this head, and it looked exactly like the head of the shadow person across from my bed, but the head was a little bit pointer, so it was right on top of my fridge, and it couldn't fit that guy if he had legs. But if you remember in my story, he didn't have legs, so he could have fit in up there. Bye.
Thank you, Ingrid, per usual. Now, you know I'm currently working on the Best of 2025 episode over at the main Monsters Among Us program. My team picked their favorite stories for the entire year, and I plan to play them this week in celebration of the new year. And wouldn't you know that one of those Best of calls reminds me an awful lot of Ingrid's experience. It's a call that came in from Robin in my state of California. She was camping in a tent somewhere near Mount Shasta up in Northern California, a place that's well known for its odd and unusual activity. That's when Robin saw something pointy-headed that sounds eerily familiar. No, I'm not saying that Robin and Ingrid saw the exact same thing, but I am saying it kind of sounds like they might have. Give Robin's call a listen and tell me what you think.
About 15 years ago, my husband and I took our two small children on a camping trip. So every night we would get into our tent with our kids, and every night my husband and I would be woken up by just odd noises, and it was really scary. It sounded like we could hear something or someone walking around outside our campsite. This went on night after night, but one night as I'm laying under the sleeping bag and while laying with my head on the pillow, I just slowly opened my eyes and I looked up to the tent window, and looking down at me was a very small, what I perceived to be a man in a tall pointy hat. It sounds funny now, but at the time it was absolutely terrifying. It was not funny to me in the least, and I just jumped up and he was gone.
A big thanks to Robin for sharing that entry. So what do you think, your friends? Are there pointy-headed shadow people out there? Or could these have been gnomes or elves of some sort? Perhaps hidden in the shadows. After all, they are said to wear pointy hats. Whatever it was you saw, Ingrid, we appreciate you telling us all about it. Thank you again for calling in.
Music's most celebrated voices. A great adventure and so much more. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitch.
Now, kiddos, I get to do one more call before I hand the reins over to the MAU Meemaw herself. So if you would, please join me in welcoming Annabelle back to the program.
Hi, this is Annabelle calling again from Canada. This happened a couple of months ago. So I was researching about my house, and I found out that someone was buried, like, right in front of our house. I don't really know what they died from. It was a woman, and I've seen a woman wandering around our house before, like a ghostly woman wearing a nightgown. It's a blue nightgown with flowers. She has long black hair, and she has bangs with some covering her eyes, kind of like the character from The Ring. I want to know if anyone else has experienced something like this, because I've talked to my friends about it and, like, I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Thank you. Bye. Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Annabelle. Spooky. It made extra spooky knowing someone was buried right out in front of your house. Now, I can't tell you much about the entity that you saw, or even if she was a ghost at all. It's always possible that it was just a nosy neighbor poking around. But if I were you, I'd start with the person buried in your yard. Maybe the library can help you research who that person was, and possibly what they looked like. And if they had long black hair with bangs, well, then you might have just solved your own mystery. I'm not sure how it works up in Canada, but down here in the States, I would start with the county library. I think they could help point you in the right direction. And of course, Annabelle, if you do find something interesting, please let us know. Until then, thank you again for calling in. Now it's that time of the evening where I introduce my co-host. They say she once beat a horse in a foot race. Rumor has it that the Declaration of Independence is stored in her basement. And legend says, if you look her in the eyes past midnight, she'll turn you into an old barn owl. Please welcome the multi-talented Delaney Bowers to the airwaves. They're all yours, Meemaw.
Thanks, Derek. I couldn't have asked for a kinder introduction. Well, Juniorites, we've made it to the very last day of the year. My hope is that when you take the time to reflect on the last 365 days, you discover you've had more good ones than bad ones. Personally, I have two New Year's resolutions. The first resolution is to find definitive proof that Bigfoot exists and earn $100 million off of it. Easy, done. And the second resolution is to keep playing creepy calls that send a little chill down your spine. Like this call from our pal Clementine out of Oregon.
Hi, my name is Clementine. I live in Portland, Oregon. This is my scary ghost story. It might not be scary for some of you. It might happen to some of you, though. So I was peeking in my room, and it happened when I was 4. It was early in the morning, and I was looking on my closet, and I saw a white ghost, and it was going to my mom and dad's bedroom. It was like tall as me. Yeah, it might have been tall as my Barbie dream house. That's all for today. Goodbye, ghost hunters.
Encountering a ghost first thing in the morning? At that point, I'd just hop back in bed and call it a day. Try again tomorrow. I'm impressed that you didn't seem too bothered by it, Clementine. And here's yet another phone call with a ghost in the closet. Bo from episode 9 experienced something similar with their closet, which begs the question, what's going on here? If I had to take a stab at an answer, I'd say that, at least in folklore, doorways are portals to other realms. They exist as transitional spaces that lead somewhere new, where we go from the seen to the unseen, the known to the unknown. One easy example of this is the fantasy book series The Chronicles of Narnia, where the children enter the mythical realm of Narnia through their wardrobe. So, Clementine, maybe instead of witnessing a ghost, you just happened to spy a traveler on vacation from another realm, one who happened to use your very cool closet as a portal. Hopefully that possibility is a little less scary. Thanks for sharing your experience with us, fellow ghost hunter. Up next is our friend Ivan, calling in from a top secret location.
This is Ivan again. I have a story to report. So I was coming up from my basement, and I turned off the light. Then I turned it back on again, but it didn't turn on that light. It turned on a different light in my laundry room hallway. And I went down to check if the light it was supposed to turn on was on, but it wasn't. So I just went back upstairs. I showed my parents, and when I turned it turned on the right light. But it also seemed like it was turning on the other light at the same time. Bye. I love your podcast.
Ivan, would you be more excited or less excited to know that there may be a non-paranormal explanation to your light switch woes? I fell down a home improvements message board rabbit hole about switches and breaker boxes and circuits and people getting shocked like multiple times. But unfortunately, because I'm a meemaw and not an electrician, I don't think I could do a technical explanation any justice. But you should know that the exact issue you described has been experienced by hundreds of people in their home. And there was always a very practical, real-world solution. But because it's just a wiring issue, isn't all that fun or spooky? Here's a tiny tidbit instead. When scientists finally harnessed the power of electricity in the 1800s, people were downright terrified of what this new technology was capable of doing. In fact, many people believed electricity was directly connected to death and evil forces. One newspaper even referred to electricity and wires as an unrestrained demon. And a woman in the UK even claimed that electric lights were dripping electricity all over her house and that she was being poisoned by light bulbs. Sometimes the truth is even stranger than fiction. A big ol' high five for calling in, Ivan. And here we are, the last call on the last junior episode of 2025. Anonymous from Michigan, the honor is all yours.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you guys my story. This was a few years ago. It was somewhere around noon, I think. I was exercising in my room, and I made a little mat spot near the edge of my bed where I could run in place without making too much noise. A few minutes passed by, still running, you know. And right there, I was staring right at my bed when this thing, this, like, hand, it was like a dark, grayish-black hand. It had fingers like a Therizinosaurus, or whatever it's called. Really sharp, really long, comes to a point. It just shot out from underneath the bed and tried to grab my leg. I felt like a little shock or tingle in my leg, and I just started screaming. Like, I knew that my house was haunted, you know. We have deceased relative spirits roaming around my house, so, you know, I knew that, but I thought we'd gotten rid of all of the evil. But this thing just shot out from under the bed and just tightened. It lasted for less than a second because I noticed it, and I just started screaming and screaming as loud as I could. My aunt, her room is right next to mine, and she comes running out, and I tell her there's something under my bed and it tried to grab me. You know, I'm freaking out, and I know there's spirits in my room because I think it's my great-grandma. She haunts the closet or the room that I'm in general, because she takes care of her grandkids, I guess. So she basically lives in here, and she makes sure that nothing comes near me. But I'm guessing she was probably protecting someone else, something like that. But my aunt comes right back out with some sort of a sage sparkler, and she lets it hover in front of my door, basically. She just holds it up. She just lets it burn. She does the cleansing, I guess. That's my story.
Well, folks, how about that? Ending our year with the mental image of a decrepit, disembodied hand grasping desperately for a leg to grab onto is precisely why I love co-hosting this podcast. Anonymous, your story needs no notes, no summaries, no research. It's scary as heck on its own, and that's what makes it so compelling. And I'm sure our listeners would agree. Thanks for the story, friend. And that's a wrap on this episode. Derek and I are so grateful for your continued support of Monsters Among Us Junior. This podcast wouldn't exist without you, and we're glad you take the time to listen, call in, and share with your friends. Here's to an even bigger, bolder, and more bizarre 2026. Until then, happy hauntings, hooligans. Monsters Among Us Junior is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers and edited by Connor Ryan. Additional support provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, co.agmusic, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the MAU Junior theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian.